This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Ashley Thornburg, and joining me from our Bismarck studio is Sue Balcom. Sue, thanks for joining us.
It's always a pleasure, Ashley.
She joins us once a week for Main Street Eats to talk about food. And you sent a little cheat sheet of things you want to talk about, and you call this the Great Dry Curd Cottage Cheese Hunt.
I found this to be quite amusing. At Christmas time, we usually have cheese buttons, or where I come from, they're referred to as case niffla, and my former last name was Case Min, and so I consider myself a very, very good case niffla maker. And
you need in your blood.
It's in my blood, and we need a dry curd cottage cheese to make them the proper way. And I happened to catch on Facebook a Tony Bender column about cheese buttons for Christmas, and the big thing was that his mother could not find dry curd cottage cheese in the grocery store. And so I started scouring for it, and it's not as readily available as it used to be. I'm not sure why. But in his story, he talks about how he got the Undertaker in Ashley, I think, to transport dry curd cottage cheese from the supermarket in Ashley down to South Dakota, where his mom and sisters were, of course, going to prepare this great Christmas meal. I myself don't have access to an Undertaker in Ashley, and so therefore I thought maybe I would share with everybody that it's very simple to make dry curd cottage cheese on your own if you wish to do so.
Well, we should do that, but I'm going to just back you up for a second. What is a cheese button?
Oh, my gosh. Have you never had a case niffla before? Oh, my gosh. I married an English and Irish family, married into that family, and they had never had them either, and I made them for Christmas one year, and you...
It sounds like something I would eat.
Oh, my gosh. You'd have thought that I was serving them caviar on toast points or something really exotic because they couldn't get enough of them. They're simply a noodle dough. For lack of another term, with more flour than egg in it, so it's not so eggy. And then you roll them out, you roll that dough out really thin, and you put a filling in there of cottage cheese, onion, salt, and pepper with a little egg in it. And if you use the runny cottage cheese, you can't get them to seal up. But what I do then, of course, is I make a batch every weekend, like 4 or 5 weeks before Christmas, and I freeze them on a cookie sheet, and then we put them in the those seal-a-meal bags and seal them up, and then you simply boil them until they float like a ravioli. This is a German version of a ravioli,
okay.
Cheese-stuffed ravioli. And my mother used to just throw them in a bath of cream with salt and pepper in the oven and then sprinkle buttered breadcrumbs over the top. And then some people fry them. But, you know, where I come from, we really like butter and cream. And so I fry mine first, and then I put them in the cream bath. Oh. And then I put, like, browned sourdough breadcrumbs over the top.
Stop.
Oh, my gosh. They're so delightful. And we eat so many.
It sounds a little like a pierogi.
Yes, that's kind of what, kind of along those lines.
Okay.
And case, of course, is cheese in the German language. And so that is why I would assume that my relatives back in the old country, the case men and case women, were cheesemakers, or they lived near an aspen forest, which I don't understand what that connection is, but that's what I read on Ancestry.com one time.
Or they lived near an aspen forest. Okay.
I don't know if there's cheese in an aspen forest or not, but I really like aspen trees, so I was good with that. So.
Well, I know there's something about aspens when you're foraging, and if you see aspens, and then it's a kind of mushroom, though.
Okay.
Some kind of fungus. I don't know about foraging for cheese. That one's a little harder. Okay, but you cannot make these cheese buttons without the dry curd cottage cheese. And you said you have a simple way to make your own dry curd.
Yes. Now, it's simple to make, but sourcing the material might be a little more difficult because what you need is milk that has not been ultra-pasteurized. And there was a dairy here called Bessie's Best. That milk would work. But I get my milk straight from the cow, and, of course, that makes really the best cheese ever. And it's very simply heated up to about 180 degrees or right right before boiling. Okay. And if you've ever boiled milk, don't ever walk away from it while it's on your stove, because it just a second, it will like take over, and then it'll be all over your range and it'll be a mess to clean up.
I can only make yogurt in an Instant Pot because I cannot be trusted to watch the milk. I will sit there and I will stare and I will like give myself gold stars and promise myself all sorts of rewards for watching this. And then the cat will come in the room and then it's all over.
Yep, like squirrel. So, been there, done that. And the thing about having a glass top range is that sugars, so anything with sugar in it, will eat away at your glass. So you have to be very careful when you're making jelly or pasteurizing or boiling milk. But once you bring that up to that certain temperature, then you add I use apple cider vinegar because that's what I have in my house. You put the vinegar in. Just dump it in there, cover it up, take it off the burner, and then let it set. And what happens is the milk solids will separate from the whey. And so I just let it go most of the time till it's cool, and then I use cheesecloth and I drain that off. Some people will rinse their cheese to rinse the vinegar out of there. But, you know, we like pickles where I come from. I never minded that it was a little more tangy than sweet. But depending upon the age of your milk, of course, that changes the consistency and or the taste of your cottage cheese. So if you've got really fresh milk, then you will get more milk solids out of it than if it's sitting around for a while. But it works either way. You can salt it then or you can salt it later. But I will put it into the cheesecloth and then twist it shut and tie a little bow on the top, like a bandana on your head, and then hang it on the sink and let it drip until it doesn't drip anymore.
And should what's left in there be squeaky?
It does squeak, yes. It's more like a farmer cheese kind of or a ricotta sort of texture. Mm-hmm. So it's a little creamier than that. And regular creamed cottage cheese then would be the addition of a whole milk or cream to the cheese curds and stirred up. And you can eat it like that. You can put chokecherry jelly on and eat it like that. If you press it between a couple plates so that it gets really firm, you can actually slice it and then you can, I don't know, fry it in a pan and eat it like that. but for the most part, I will just take it and put it in a container and put it in my freezer. And then once I have, you know, the weekend that I'm going to make my case niffle, I'll thaw it out, add my egg, some chopped up onions really fine, some salt and pepper, and then ta-da! Make your case niffle.
Yeah, that sounds good. Will the type of vinegar that you use have a big impact? You said you use apple cider vinegar. I imagine you can use white, but after that, like, what would happen if you tried this with a balsamic?
Yes, I would not use balsamic vinegar. The acidic level is what you need in there, not the flavor. So balsamic would give you probably a flavor that would be off, especially for a dough dish like case niffle. And balsamic is not very German, you know. So a regular white vinegar, white household vinegar would work. And I had to laugh because they're now selling quote-unquote cleaning vinegar in the jugs. And
so
they're
regular
small,
vinegar right? that costs twice as much?
That's right. They're smaller jugs and they cost more. And I'm like, read the label, people. Read the label. But yeah, and like I said, you can rinse that vinegar off of there if you want. And you could actually use lemon juice because that would be acidic also. But I wouldn't use a lemon squeezed because you can't determine the pH of that as well as if you used the lemon juice that came in the bottle that has to be up to a certain code in order to be shelf stable. So, salt and pepper to taste. There is nothing really better. And that's probably the best part about winter is German niffle dishes.
They do have some good comfort food.
Yes, we do. And then, of course, I have all these sweaters on, so you can't really see the side effects of all that case niffle.
You said you are freezing yours, and then, of course, you're using it for making your cheese buttons. But can this be kept in the fridge for maybe a week and enjoyed just as a regular cottage cheese?
Absolutely. Okay. And you could use it in almost any dish that you would use cottage cheese in, like a lasagna or any kind of hot dish that uses a layer of cheese in it. It's perfect for that.
Okay. And very specifically, has to be a cheesecloth. I imagine a flour sack towel won't do, but maybe a nut milk bag?
You could, but then you'd have to like, when it's cold, I don't go outside and shake things off like I do in the summertime. But yes, a flour sack dish towel will work.
Would be okay.
And it's white, so it won't stain it. So you're good there. I use a lot of cheesecloth, so I always have that handy at the house. Actually, if you let it set till it's cool, you might actually get away with just using a strainer to get it out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't throw the whey away.
Oh, that was my next question. What do you do with it?
Well, actually, if you do smoothies and you don't mind the taste of it, like if you use really fresh milk, it doesn't have any real sourness to it, that milk sour taste. You can use it in your smoothies. I use it in baking, pancakes, biscuits, bread, you name it. It adds a little bit of tang to sourdough. It's really a good thing to save.
Oh, that sounds delightful.
And you can freeze that also and then use it at a later date.
All right. Well, we check in with Sue Balcom once a week for Main Street Eats, and you can keep up with Sue at therootsellers.com. Sue, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Ashley. It was my pleasure.